USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has thrown his support behind an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
The California Republican made the announcement Tuesday, pointing to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son Hunter have denied any wrongdoing. President Biden has declared that he will veto a right-wing defense funding bill that's slated to be considered on the House floor this week. The White House has declared that it strongly opposes the Pentagon spending measure, stating Republicans loaded the bill with conservative policy riders, including ones on abortion and transgender troops. The House Rules Committee meets Tuesday to review the amendments. Floor debate on the legislation is expected to begin Wednesday. Capitol Police arrested seven activists Monday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in the Rayburn Office Building. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor of McCarthy's office with arms locked and chanted, "Pass PEPFAR now." PEPFAR being the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. Escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante is now armed. That's according to the head of the Pennsylvania State Police as the manhunt enters its second week.
We have always considered him to be very dangerous, and I have stressed that in every one of my press conferences and every briefing that I have given to our people that are out there searching. We consider him desperate. We consider him dangerous. All this does is confirm for us that he has a weapon.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens said Cavalcante took a rifle from an open garage and was fired upon by the homeowner as he fled. Hurricane Lee is expected to cause trouble this week on the U.S. East Coast as it moves northeast through the Atlantic. The Category 3 hurricane now has winds of 115 miles per hour. This is USA News.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Scientist Mark Dickey was rescued shortly after midnight Tuesday after being trapped in a Turkish cave for over a week. He'd suffered severe stomach bleeding during an international expedition.
I gotta tell you, I don't know what to say. This is overwhelming. this is a first.
Unable to exit the cave alone, he was stranded about 3,000 feet underground. A medical team descended to provide initial treatment, and he is now receiving further care above ground. There's growing concern about an increase in Vibrio infections, a type of flesh-eating bacteria in the U.S. Some specialists believe that the expanding range of Vibrio, including its emergence up the East Coast, may be driven by climate change. The bacteria, often associated with the consumption of contaminated raw oysters, flourishes in brackish water and has traditionally posed a greater concern in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. The MRI results have confirmed the unfortunate news that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered a torn Achilles tendon during Monday Night Football, effectively ending his season. Jets fans are weighing in on the news.
Entire franchise. Every single year, there's always something. It's the Jets. It's the way the Jets work.
Amazing game, but I'm devastated.
Unbelievable. Only the New York Jets.
Rodgers was taken off the field on a cart after just four plays into a season debut with the Jets. And a Democratic candidate for the Virginia House of Delegates remains unapologetic after it came to light that she engaged in intimate acts with her husband online. Susanna Gibson streamed the acts with her lawyer husband. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.